welcome to Keys to the Game presented by Ally. I'm Tori Petrie alongside Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hare. We are here at Lambeau Field ahead of Monday Night Football. It's a little chilly out here, guys. I'm a little cold. I don't know about you. Check the weather before this, about 37 degrees. You know, it's going to be a chilly one tonight.
No, but our director, Ben Mangus, said it. The humidity was over 50%. So this is a balmy
37
degrees.
Oh, this is the definition of
balmy, you know?
Here.
So, no, I mean, it's NFC Central, NFC North football. You know, back in the day, it's cold, it's Lambeau Field, it's football.
And Major Taylor gives us a minute-by-minute update, right?
Yeah, it was 38 degrees, and then it went down to 37.
And I salute the Major.
There you go. So there's your weather update here from Lambeau. Obviously, there have been much colder games played here at Lambeau Field, but it's a colder one than the Lions have seen so far this season. So match up against the division opponent tonight, what do you think the Lions need to do to win?
Well, I think the big one with that, though. Oh, I cut
you
off.
You got beat out.
That was not that.
Go ahead, Tim.
I think the one thing, though, it's cold, but there's no precipitation. You know, it's just
just balmy.
It's not rainy. It's not windy. There's no snow. So I think it's a little bit different there. Now I can't wait for Mike's key here. So I'm gonna let him go.
Get a big lead early and pray for snow. Works for no, really. You know, come out rocking right away, really.
Sure.
And I mean that. Dictate the game. Make the young quarterback, the inexperienced quarterback, Brett Huntley, make him play your game, not his game. Don't let him hand off to Aaron Jones, really a good rookie running back from Texas El Paso. Don't let him run the ball 30 times and dictate the game. Make him play the Detroit Lions game. That means get an early lead, get a pass rush, go home, celebrate the win. Get ready to play the Browns next week. It's that simple.
Yeah, my key plays off of that one. You mentioned Aaron Jones. Stopping the run is my key here tonight. I mean, it's something that the Lions defense has done pretty well in the games that they've won, and I think that that has kind of been the difference for them in a lot of games so far this season. Defensively, it's something that they've been able to do against a few teams so far this season. 131 yards from Aaron Jones in that game against the Saints, the first game that the Packers played without Aaron Rodgers in a full game, and they relied heavily on that run game. So I think if the Lions can stop that run game, force Huntley to test out his arm, I think that that's going to be a key.
Yeah, I think if you're the Detroit Lions and Brett Huntley comes out here and throws for 320 yards and 3 touchdowns and wins the game, you tip your cap because that's probably what you want, to your point. But I'm going to go to the other side of the football, and I'm going to say running the football is key to this game too. To Mike's point, you want to control tempo. You want to get out to a good start. I think if you can establish a run game, you know, make that part of your offense. As we all know, it opens up everything else. Now, Mike, what's the streak of consecutive 100-yard rushers the Lions have had now? It's
58 going streak, on 59.
That streak dates back to 2013. Reggie Bush, 117 yards against these very same Packers. Now, this is a Packers team that's allowing 125 yards on the ground. They've allowed 9 rushing plays of 20-plus yards, most in the NFL. I think this is a Lions team that can run the football tonight, and I would not be surprised. You guys know I don't make predictions often.
Uh-oh.
I would not be surprised if that streak ends here tonight.
Uh-oh. All right. We have a bold prediction here. And, of course, I think one obvious one that, you know, I think we can all agree on is getting that offense worked down in the red zone. Obviously, that was the issue last week. If that happens again this week, not a good sign.
I'll take 5 field goals from Matt Prater, but I want 3 touchdowns to go with it, okay? Now, can I put my hands in my pockets and walk away?
Yeah, go right ahead. We're wrapping up here on this chilly Keys to the Game presented by Ally. So thank you guys for tuning in. For DetroitLions.com, Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara, I'm Tori Petrie.